Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast. Please welcome your host, Scott Robot. My guests are gone.
And John left somewhere. All right, hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
Where's John?
John's dead. He's dead. He went away and never came back. This is Scott Ruins Your Podcast. I am Scott. To my right is Mike.
Hello.
And to my left is John, usually.
Hi, John.
He wandered away. But for those who haven't been here before, we talk about stuff. It's basically a show, and then I record it, the audio, and put it online. But you guys get to see all the gloriousness of us pretty faces.
Hello!
Hey, I'm not here!
The guy, one of the guys had to tell me he was 5'10".
I'm 6'4", great.
Wait, one guy had to tell you he was 5'10"?
Yeah.
Did you not?
He had to tell you that?
Yeah.
Why? Why did he take you to the side corner and tell you?
Well, he wanted to tell me right there, and I said there was a show. I was being polite.
So
you were late for the show, though?
Yeah, well, I said I'm in this show.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, hold on.
How long did it take him to tell you he's 5'10"?
It was like 30 seconds. Right. How long are we in? 6 minutes? Oh, shit.
No, he's... But, no, I'm really... He just basically... Is that my water?
I thought it was mine.
Does it taste slightly like cola?
What?
No, it's just water.
Is this mine then?
No, that's mine.
That's mine then.
Okay, sorry.
I have it. Guys, it's been a rough day. Okay, does anyone else? Who? Round of applause. Who thinks it's weird to reuse cups?
What?
There's, good.
You
nobody.
Need a, you need a lot of. You, there's a lot more substance to that.
Who needs a. Who thinks it's weird to reuse cups?
Reuse cups.
Are you saying like that when you get some water and you refill a water?
Yeah.
You think that's weird?
No, I...
Oh,
I
thought that you were weird by doing that?
I had a glass of water, I drank it, and I was like, I want some Coke.
Okay.
So I filled it with Coke, and then I filled it with water again.
Was there a good cleaning in between?
I mean, the ice was still in there.
The switch from Coke to water is a little weird.
The switch from water to Coke's not weird.
No, because it's just melted ice.
Right.
But it's I mean, you drink most of the Coke. It's not like it's... granted, this one's a little... Just... You can't even tell, but it's a little more brown...
No,
than
I
that
can't
one.
Even
I'm feeling really bad that I drank any of that.
Yeah, I was saving it. And,
I didn't. Anyways. There's often a drink here for me.
Where is your drink?
I thought that was it.
That's not. I put it there.
Yeah, I know. We've covered that part.
Mike wants 4 fingers of whiskey. Dry. Ooh.
Dry whiskey.
Okay.
Give me the powdered stuff.
Okay. Speaking of good things, the segue. That's a good segue.
Yeah.
I want to talk about wine. Round of applause, who knows what wine...
We need a bottle of wine, we're drinking it during the show. All right.
round of applause, who understands wine? Who gets it?
What do you mean?
Who understands it?
Do you mean as a concept overall of what wine is and what you do with it?
Yeah, like I'm confused.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Okay.
What don't you understand?
I just...
It's grapes.
Yes, I know. It's
fermented.
Fermented, yes.
It's stomped.
It's old moldy grapes. They put it in a bucket and then it makes...
No, not moldy. Don't put moldy grapes in a bucket and stomp it.
That's not how you make wine. But it's aged afterwards. It's not old.
Why do they...
Grapes.
What does it matter if it's...
Fresh.
Why do the grapes have to be fresh?
So the wine tastes good.
So it's juice. Yeah, if you have old mold that's raisins.
But you... Okay, that's...
That's like taking a rotted apple and going, apple juice.
You need to add the sugar in the grape juice to convert to alcohol.
Thank you. Fermentation process.
But, okay, but do old grapes still have sugar in them, right?
Not as much sugar and not as good sugar.
Oh.
Moldy sugar.
See?
You want moldy sugar?
You want moldy sugar? You don't.
No, you don't want mold. I like you want mold anytime you're preparing stuff.
Just a blue cheese is, isn't it?
Except for penicillin.
Okay, anytime. Alright, it's up 2 times.
Isn't
you don't want
penicillin.
Penicillin and blue cheese, right.
What about mushrooms? Aren't those like mold?
They are fungus.
Fungus, the same thing, right?
Nope.
Here's the thing. When we have big crowds, I'm slowly realizing we're dumb.
We're
what?
Okay.
We're not dumb.
No, I know.
We're not smart, though.
Okay, so here's...
I'll go on about how you don't know anything about wine.
Oh, okay, so...
Just away from harvest to get the less sugar.
Cabernet? Or dry red? Something.
What's happening?
I'm ordering wine.
So and then sweet for Scott.
Yes, okay. So you get beer. You go beer and go, hey, beer.
Yeah. Hey, beer.
I would like a light beer or a dark beer. Yeah. Those are opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yes.
What's the opposite of dry? Wet.
Sweet.
Sweet.
No, so yeah.
It's all wet wine. Like, oh, yeah. All the wine's wet.
But why is it dry?
Why is it dry?
Why is it dry?
Or why is it called dry?
Why is it both?
I also thought it was called dry because it kind of leaves a dry taste in your mouth.
Then why is it, how is that a drink? That's not a drink. You don't go, oh boy, I'm thirsty, and then you drink something and you go, my mouth is more dry than before.
Wine. You don't drink wine to quench your thirst.
No, it's a dry taste. It's not. It doesn't make your mouth dry or wet.
It does make it kind of dry.
A little bit, but not like dry. But also, you're not...
It's not like eating saltines.
You shouldn't hydrate with wine. No one like goes on a marathon and like...
proton pack of wine.
Can you imagine though if you ate like food?
Yes.
Like I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And you eat food and like and then you get hungry again? It's like rice.
But that happens to me like every day.
But what's your point?
I don't understand why it's called dry.
Oh. Okay, we just said it leaves a dry taste in your mouth.
Yeah, but
is that not enough for
no.
you?
No.
Or more sweet wines, I think, is I don't know.
They should call them sweet wines and bitter wines.
Why? That's a terrible marketing campaign.
Why? People love bitters. They get drinks of bitters. Why?
Are you like, in it, but they don't. Like, they don't have a drink of bitters.
I can't. Why? Well, I don't normally say bitters. This weird.
Yeah, there's kind of an accent behind it. Bitters.
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 There you go.
But I don't like. But people get drinks of the
mountain. So what's wrong with calling it dry?
Because it's a wet lick. It's like saying, hey, we got some heavy air today. Air is lighter than everything
that
else.
Can happen.
But they do. Like, they say that, and it's heavy air. It's more humid.
It's more humid.
The English language is a poetic thing. Let it be a poetic thing. Not everything has to describe stuff exactly.
That's what an adjective does, though. What kind of wine do you like? White. Well, it's pink. That's fucking dumb. Wine is stupid.
That was a really weird sentence overall. Like, what did you just say? You just...
It's a white wine, but it's pink. It's a dry pink white. It's a dry white wine, and it's a pink wet wine.
No, they would just call it a rosé.
It's probably a rosé.
They call that a rosé.
That's dumb.
Yeah. Johnny Wine is here, and Johnny he knows Wine. Everything.
So Johnny Appleseed's like fermented brother?
Yep, that's right. I'm just throwing grapes all over the countryside.
But that's like saying for your world, like when Nintendo became Super Nintendo, they're thinking, why are they calling it Super Nintendo? Why don't they just call it More Bits Nintendo? It's not super. It's not as in the superpowers.
Language, yeah. Have you tried the dry wine?
I've had it. I've had so many dry wines.
Okay, well, this is...
They're all bad.
I got an insert.
You have an insert?
An answer.
Oh, answer.
I hear an insert.
It's not much, but it says here, a dry wine is simply a wine that has no residual sugar, meaning it isn't sweet.
Wow.
When grape juice converts to wine, alcohol is produced in the fermentation process because yeast eats the sugar present in the juice. No more sugar, so no sugary sweetness. The wine is therefore dry.
So,
I should have done that, but I didn't want to be Johnny Wong yet.
So basically,
I meant that as a compliment. No.
So basically, the too long didn't read portion of it is dry is not sweet.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Sweet has more residual sugar.
Yes, but Diet Coke does not have sugar and it is not dry. Diet Coke is wet.
Have you had Diet Coke? It's pretty shitty. I mean, it's pretty dry. It's like you drink Diet Coke.
Diet Coke is.
Quality is a whole other subject.
Yeah. That's true.
That is also true.
All right.
That's also true.
Most people are comfortable calling it dry, so how about we let the most people be happy?
All right. But
can you please start a movement and a Facebook page about changing dry wine?
I'm not going
to
change it.
Bitter?
Bitter wine.
It's the... Bitter.
Bitter. Make sure you pronounce both T's. Bitter.
Okay, so then, Mike, hey,
yes.
Are you a wine man?
I am.
You like dry wine.
I do like dry wine.
What do you eat with that?
What do I eat with this?
Yeah.
Blue cheese.
Why? Why blue cheese? Because it's also dry?
We get an audience and you're screaming at them.
Why don't we have big crowds? What is the problem? That might be why we don't have big crowds for the show.
Okay, so I went.
I don't know. I'll eat whatever. It is good with like red meat. It's good with that.
How do you? Why? How do they
pasta?
Know?
What do you mean? How do I know?
How
I
do they
it,
know?
Put in my mouth and chew on them. What do you mean? How do they know?
I went to.
It's usually like with palate cleansers or how tastes work together with different.
Okay, I want to explain an example. I went to a wine tasting recently.
Yes.
And they said, "Hey, you like try one of these wines?" And they go, "What go?" And then they gave you a little cup of things in it to eat.
That, oh, that, like bread.
That
like a pretzel. Yeah.
That was it called. It coincides.
Palate sensor.
Compliments.
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 It compliments the wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go, "Oh, this is cheese and a cracker that's like tasted like little seasoning." And I go, "Oh, great. I mean, the crackers taste great. The wine doesn't." And then I went to the next one, like, "Hey, here's another wine and some more." And so there's pretzels and cheese that complemented. I go, "Oh, okay, pretzels and cheese taste great.
Yeah.
The wine didn't." And then they go, "Would you like a sweet wine?" I'm like, "Yes, I would. I like sweet wines. Here's some chocolates to go with it." And I go, "Okay, good. I like chocolates." I eat the chocolate. I go, "Oh, boy, I can't wait to try the wine." I try it. All the sugar from the chocolate is on my taste buds and made the wine taste like poop. It... The wine tastes
like poop?
Because you didn't taste the sugar because you're overwhelmed by the other sugar.
Yeah.
Why compare? Why take?
I think
wine?
They want you to like take some space in between them. Like
I thought it was the other way around.
I don't wine taste. I don't know how they work. They should have told me.
They
to
were
do...
right there. You could have asked them. They didn't just lock you in a room with the stuff and say good luck, did they?
No.
Oh, they were there. They were offering you things.
Yeah, they said, "Oh, this is a." But they say so many words. They're like,
"Okay, we understand what you're saying. I think you just didn't give it enough time. Like, I understand the concept of eating something and drinking.
Explain it again."
No, don't.
No.
You
no,
said
no.
That
I was saying I do understand what you mean.
But you said I needed more time. To
you needed more time in between eating and then taking the next sip of the wine.
Either way. It's not complimenting it. If you go compliment,
maybe that one didn't. I don't know.
If I go say, "Hey, nice haircut," and they go, "I got it 3 weeks ago," I'm like, "I took my time."
Scott, that's just a funny joke. Like I don't. That's just a really funny joke to do. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's a very brilliant line.
Where were you at wine tasting?
At a wineyard. Wait,
a wineyard? Were you trying to say a vineyard?
Maybe.
A wineyard.
Or a winery? Is that a word too?
There is a winery and a vineyard, but there's
no wineyard.
There's a wineyard.
Then it was a winery.
It's just a yard full.
What? Well, where was this?
It's Van Steele Winery.
Oh, okay.
Why? I heard someone go, "Ooh."
It's a local.
Where's your first mistake?
Why? Oh, boy. Johnny Wine Bottle. Johnny Wine Bottle? What's his name?
You got way too excited to call him Johnny Wine that you forgot the rest of the sentence.
Yes.
Johnny Wine Bottle's a better name.
Because it's an apple
Johnny
seed.
Yeah. Johnny Wine
Johnny Wine Yard.
Johnny Wine Yard.
Thanks for coming, Dad.
Is that your dad?
No.
His dad would never come to a show.
No.
I don't think my parents even know I do comedy. I don't know.
Have you told them?
Yeah. They've come to a show or two.
Yeah,
I don't know. What?
They like comedy, but not you. They're like, it's not a good pairing.
They like...
didn't taste good together.
Like, comedy is chocolate, and you don't want
it. I don't know where to go from there.
Okay.
That was
anyway, the chocolate and the wine, it's weird. I've had wine tasting... I'm not remember a sweet wine with a sweet chocolate. That seems a little
much.
I thought perhaps it was going to be like a dark chocolate.
There
was
three of them.
Well, no, a captain is just because they just do the regular, like carb balls of something. So you
carb balls.
They're not like pretzels, but they're not like bread. It's like a hardened, like in between a pretzel and a bread. Yeah, like
a crouton?
No, I would have said a crouton.
Instead, you said carb balls.
carb balls.
Oh, I like card ball, like a cardboard, but it's like
no. Carb.
You get it wet.
It's like these little bowls of just carbs. I don't know what to describe it. It's not bread, but it's not pretzel.
It's like an oyster cracker almost, isn't it?
I would say okay, yes, better
it's another weird name.
Yeah,
crustini.
Ooh. Christine?
No, Christine.
He was car?
He was yelling at his wife.
Is she on the phone? What is happening?
No, I'm joking.
John.
It was Christine.
It's a possessed car.
I know.
So there's wine people and there's beer people.
Whoa. Beer people? I don't know if that's an insult.
I don't know.
No, he's just trying.
There's
he
also
was just
people
stating
who
a fact.
Don't drink alcohol. Like
yeah. I've been drinking wine more lately. There's some in my fridge.
What do you pair it with?
My cup. I put it in my mouth, and I say...
I love that you asked Mike earlier what he eats with wine. What do you eat with wine?
I don't eat with wine. Why would I eat with wine? I'm thirsty.
Then why are you getting so defensive? We're just asking... You asked Mike that same question. Why can't we ask you that?
That was the setup, like, what would you eat with that wine?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the way.
And now we're asking you.
The question still stands.
I'm thirsty, so I drink wine, and that's.
Don't drink it because you're thirsty.
If you're not thirsty, why don't you put liquid in your mouth?
Because you want to have a glass of wine and relax, because the world is shit, right. And you just want a little bit of fermented alcohol to let it go of the anxiety and your dumb Irish roots.
That's why he drinks. But
but that's why then I would just drink wine. Or no, I would drink vodka then.
Okay.
Because wine is like you drink it because if you're thirsty, drink a lot of it, and it's not as strong as alcohol.
You shouldn't drink alcohol if you're thirsty. That's not the point. Alcohol it dries you out anyway.
Yeah. It's water, very dehydrated.
If you're thirsty, drink water.
So all wines are dry.
What?
All Gatorade. We're pronouncing every word two T's today.
One T.
No, just like Bitditter.
You put an extra I in there then. No, I'm saying if all alcohol dries you out, then all wines are dry.
No.
Yeah, that's...
No, we're not saying dries you out. It dehydrates you. It doesn't dry you out.
Wait a minute. So, I don't like the taste of dry wines because there's no sugar in it. So, if I went to a food store... What are they called? Restaurants?
Grocery
store. If I go to a...
Food store.
If I go to a grocery store or a restaurant.
A real fancy food store with a wine yard in the back.
No, I get a glass of wine and it's dry. Yeah. They always have those little coffee things. You just take some sugar packets.
I would not recommend that.
Wine.
Have you seen the Great Muppet Caper? You guys remember the scene in the Great Muppet Caper?
No.
It was a really fancy restaurant and Fozzie's pouring sugar into the champagne. He just like dump it in there. He goes, hey, if you put enough sugar in here, it tastes just like ginger ale.
I didn't see that in...
Well, like, you kind of just did. So.
That old.
That's the one. Is that the one in London?
Yeah.
I remember, because a year ago, they showed it on HBO like every day on the kids' channel. Oh. So I watched I'd never seen it. So I watched Bits and Pizza. I'm like, this isn't terrible.
No, it's good.
Bits and Pizza.
Bits and Pizzas.
Why are you watching the HBO kids' channel?
Because I have a child.
Because he has a kid.
Oh. And even if not, he can watch whatever he wants.
I watch whatever I want. Sometimes I want to watch Lava Girl and Shark Boy.
Yeah.
3D.
You do what you want. Fuck you, audience.
Sorry, we're just yelling at everyone who's here so they never come back.
I'm kind of mad that I didn't get to watch those shows as a kid.
You can watch them now.
I know, but no.
Oh, as a kid.
Like, because like...
Were you barred from the Muppets?
What are they called? Spy Kids?
Spy Kids.
Everyone loves Spy Kids, apparently, and I'm like, they came out when I was in college. And I go, I can't watch little kids.
What were your kids' movies that you watched?
I don't have kids.
No. When you were a kid, what?
Gremlins. I love Gremlins.
How about the new batch? Did you see
that? I did like that one. That was good. It's fine.
Okay.
I watched it. It's not, they kind of played to the audience a little bit in that movie. I'm not going to tell you a secret.
You're not going to tell them a secret?
You just told me a secret.
I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Gremlins,
yeah.
Jumanji?
Yeah, I never saw it.
What?
Weird.
What? Weird.
Why is it weird?
What? It was like a generational movie.
I
saw that movie.
I didn't see it. Like, that came out when I was in high school. And I was like, that's...
Oh, all right. What else came out around Gremlins then?
Gremlins was 89, so... Or 88?
Home Alone.
Goonies?
Desperately Seeking Susan?
Fish Called Wanda.
Can I just say... I know this is either people go, I agree, or fuck you. Goonies is an awful movie.
I agree.
No one said fuck you.
No, it's starting to become a new universal trend. Like, when I listen to podcasts or people talk, like, I think, like, Goonies is becoming more of it's more of a nostalgic thing, but it's not the best movie in the world.
I watched it as a kid, and I watched it as an adult.
It's actually very slow.
It's the kids, they talk over each other all the goddamn time. It's annoying.
Have you ever hung out with this podcast? Or any children in general? That's all it is 8-year-olds. Have you ever been to like a 10-year-old birthday party? All it is boys screaming over
each
other.
Why would I be at a 10-year-old's birthday party?
Because I don't know, you have nephews or nieces or you're a creep. I don't care. Like, I don't...
I care if he's a creep hanging out with 10-year-old birthday parties.
I never get invited to 10-year-old birthday parties.
All it is kids like talking to talking over each other, yelling over what's the next game we're going
to
play.
Exactly. Then why pay to see that? Why pay to see Sean Astin as a kid yelling over
No one
short
thought that when the movie came out. No one was like, why would I want to see Sean Astin as a kid? He was just that age. Like, he was just... All right, it's good money to see Sean Astin.
Earlier tonight, we were talking about this podcast, and you said you don't want to talk about movies on podcasts. You fucking brought it up, man.
Hey, man. We're not talking about what happened in the movies. We're talking about aspects of it. Jesus Christ.
Superstar, another movie.
That's a musical.
It's a musical. Movie. Yeah.
Great, good job.
I'm sorry, The Last Temptation of Christ.
The musical. I want to.
What's the Mel Gibson one?
You were right. No, that was
Mad
Max. Passion of the Christ.
The Passion of the Christ.
Let's play that, but then have the audio from the Jesus Christ Superstar playing under it.
Yeah, so. But then also just a giant picture of William Dafoe.
Yes.
Why?
Because he was Jesus in The Last Temptation.
Oh, Antichrist. Oh, you guys see Antichrist?
Fuck no. No. I just watched that.
Yeah?
God damn it.
Oh, yeah. I made it like 12 minutes. I'm like, this movie's fucked up, I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You can see his dick. Do you see his dick?
Yeah. Yeah, you see it in the first, like...
trees and shit?
No.
He puts nails in it.
Why?
No, we don't want to talk.
You brought up earlier you didn't want to talk about movies. I tried to steer you away, and you're like, no, let's talk about
movies. No, we're talking about movies.
Now we're talking about pounding.
No.
God
damn it.
So when I was in college, no, Passion of the Christ. Oh, yeah, you were the most mumbly fucker I've ever known. All right. So Passion of the Christ in college, and I had went to the gym the day before and done, like, maxed out by accident.
I had gone to the gym.
All right, I had gone to the gym, and I maxed out, so I couldn't, like, it hurt to move my arms like this. So all I remember of that movie is trying to eat, and my buddy, like, Anderson, you know him, but, like, of that, my buddy's just hitting my arms up throughout the entire movie. That's all I remember of The Passion of Christ is, like, brutal violence and pain, constantly. Just, like, I was just, like, lifting my arms up because I couldn't. And, like,
now you know how Jesus felt.
Yeah, I had kind of the full experience.
Because he couldn't put his arms down either.
There are fundamentalist Christians with that movie who would love to have been in your situation.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Maybe Matt was trying to convert you.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
He's trying to convert you, saying, hey, come over to the dark side.
The dark side, yep. That's what Jesus says.
Whatever.
The dark side. Satan's like, hey, this desert's pretty cool. Jesus is like, yeah, I'm on board. Let's do this.
I mean, to be fair, depending on what side of the family, I don't like that you both, like, kind of... leaned away from you once I started talking about
it. Waiting for the wave.
Your space.
It's like when the alarm blares off at the wave pool. You're just waiting for it to come. You're just like... everyone hold on to your tubes before the weirdo grabs it.
I'm just saying, depending on what religion or side of the story you follow, Jesus could be the bad guy. Wow. That made the room quiet.
I mean, I suppose if you're all just having a great time and you're like... in, like, a temple, and, like, you're boozing and fucking and eating a goat, and some dude comes over and ruins all your tables, you're like, what a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Or when, like we're when just... you brought just enough food for the people there, and then people make it for everybody, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Way to make everyone at the party feel special.
Didn't even mean to do that, I'm so sorry.
Hey, you know...
I think it's the rare person who finds Jesus to be the bad.
Oh, hey. Oh, you're dying? Here, let me touch you and heal you. Overpopulation. No.
By one.
Yeah. And he had kids, and then they had kids. I mean...
Yeah, I guess, the math...
You know what his last name was? Hannity. Jesus could have helped us all.
I don't know if that reference is... Is that a politics reference?
Yeah.
John.
Make a book called Killing Jesus...
No, that's
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And then he did, like, Killing Lincoln and then Killing Washington. Yeah, I think he's just going to end up killing kids because he's like, fuck it.
Jesus.
I think they'll buy whatever books I make.
I don't know. I don't like politics.
They don't care much for you.
That hurt. I don't know. All right.
What's our first topic tonight, Scott?
It was wine.
Oh,
we got to hear from wine. Jesus made wine.
He did.
I bet it wasn't good.
That's a great circle.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Was it sweet wine or did he make dry wine?
I think it was all dry. I don't know.
I mean, technically, he was in the desert, so old wine should be, like, not... Oh, yeah, it's all dry, probably.
That's my guess.
What kind of... did you ever do...
I feel you still have the concept of why it's dry, but that's... We'll move on.
See? But that's the opposite of dry.
Yeah.
My cousin was telling me about what kind of wine they use in churches. I didn't know that was a thing.
What do you mean? You didn't know they had wine in
churches? Well, I know they have wine in churches, but I didn't know, like, it's all the churches use the same kind of wine. Like, the kind of wine.
Yeah, I feel like they'd lose business if they didn't. If, like, say the Lutheran church had, like, a sweet rosé, and this one had, like, a dry Chardonnay, everyone would be like, I'm going to the rosé church. I'm not going to go to...
I'll follow...
I'm kind of in a sweet mood. I think I'm just going to go to that church this week.
I'll follow the Church of Moscato. I don't care.
Our new Lord has Rieslinged. No, I just want to do Jesus wine jokes.
I don't know enough Jesus jokes, or wine jokes.
When he got crucified, Pontius Pilate was like, Cabern, yay!
Yeah.
Did I ruin it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do these two more.
Okay. Keep working. Okay, then.
Something that Joseph never saw of Mary's, her pink Moscato.
Moscato means vagina in that joke.
So what's the... No, never mind. I'm a red Moscato. dessert wines, huh? Anyways. Yeah. What? I'm just wondering. So people that drink wine, back to this, they get... There's dessert wines that are sweet wines. Is that instead of ice cream? Or is that... How does that work? Do they go to the food store? Why can't restaurant...
Yeah.
They go to the restaurant and go, oh, boy.
Yeah, or if, like, at the end of the night, you just want something, like, thicker and sweet, but, yeah, you don't want to have much where it's just, like, a smaller glass of, like, a...
Yeah, we had so much pasta. Would you like to see our dessert menu? No, I'll see your dessert wine menu. No cake for me.
And they'd be like, you're fancy, sir.
Yeah. And like,
here's a dollar.
I'm full of food, so I just pour liquid on top. It's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
Figured it out.
The only dessert wine I've ever had is usually when I'm at a wine tasting, or I'll buy one and then I'll randomly like pull it out of the fridge.
I don't think I've ever used a dessert wine as a dessert.
No.
I used it as I drank three bottles of wine once while playing a game. We were playing a beanbag game. Beanbag game?
Cornhole?
Beanbag toss. That's it. I already used two of the words.
While you were there, you just drank three bottles of wine?
Like dessert wine.
Oh, my stomach. Three bottles of dessert wine?
Oh, my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
It's like drinking like 2 4 Locos. You're just ruined.
Dessert wine, I don't think I'm meant to be drank by the bottle.
I did.
Well, all right.
Go back in time and tell me that. I'll say no.
How many years?
How long have we known each other? 5 12? Years ago?
No, we so long.
6 years ago?
It's been so long.
6 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you should have known by then.
I don't. Okay. I didn't start drinking wine until like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't drink wine because it all tasted garbagey, like this. There was like dry water, so good. I go, why is this? Like, I just. Why do you drink something that makes your mouth dry? I don't get it.
Were you on a date and you didn't know enough about wine and she just got up? Like, why are you so angry about this right now?
I just don't know. Understand.
You don't have to. You can just drink it, and if you don't like it, you don't drink it, and then if you like the stuff, you buy it. Like, that's all you have to know. You don't have to know anything about wine. I don't think I know that. I know more about beer than wine, but I still enjoy wine. I want to drink it.
I have, like, 10 bottle openers in my house. Just for me. Because I don't know how to use them. And
for wine?
Yeah.
You don't know how to use them?
Don't you have like the cork? Do you have the corkscrew thing with the thing where you just have to push down and pull up?
What the fuck does that mean? That was the weirdest miming I've ever seen.
Okay, who understood what I meant? Okay, thank you.
What is that? No, do it. You.
Okay, so there is a tool that most people who drink wine in it. So it opens up kind of like it's like a prong thing, and you open it up and you go over the cork and you push it down and it spirals all the way down, and all you have to do is pull it back up and it unwinds the cork by itself.
No, you have to turn it.
No, not this tool.
You got the cheap
one. All you
do
is you clamp it, you push and you pull, and it opens up automatically. You're telling me you have 10 screw ones at your house and you don't have any of them?
Like, and you don't want to use them? All 10 of them?
One of them I got.
They sell automatic ones where all you do is put it on top and it comes out.
True.
You don't know about this at all.
I mean,
no wonder you hate wine. You're just annoyed every time you try to open a bottle.
I just bought another one this weekend.
The same kind?
Like a bottle opener, you mean?
Yeah.
Scott, how have you not seen those like next to them? Were you scared and you didn't know what they were?
I don't know. They cost like $40.
Oh, well, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let's see. No, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look how much this is.
The little ones you put in your pocket?
Send one to your goddamn house.
What?
I'm going to send one to your goddamn house.
Okay. Yeah, the early birthday present.
There you go.
Or late one. I don't know.
Your birthday's in March.
Yeah, a late one.
Or really early.
Or really early. Or Christmas. Or Flag Day.
What?
You drink wine at Flag Day?
Flag Day wine opener.
We should have more flags.
Okay.
I want, like... I really want
like physically or more designs.
I think everyone should have their own flag.
Like their own design.
Yeah.
Like a coat of arms.
Can we? Yeah. Can we make a flag?
Sure.
And we present them on Flag Day. We could just We could have a fun time. When is Flag Day?
We could have a fun time, and Flag Day are never in a sentence at the same time.
No.
We could have a fun time. It's Flag Day.
We'll all have a party, and we'll bring our own flags and like just carry them around in the yard. We'll drink wine, the sweet or dry kind, and we'll be drinking the wine and holding our flags like, yay!
And then after 5 minutes go by, what do we do?
We'll do a parade. Okay. We'll walk down the street. Everyone's like, whoa, look at all these flags.
Okay. All right, good. What would you want on your flag?
I don't know. I didn't think of it yet. I just thought of this now.
Yeah. All right, so the advanced ones are like $25. But there's also ones that are simpler where there's like, it looks like somebody, like a dude, like Wally. He looks like Wally. You can also do where you screw
that looks
down
nicer than some of the ones I bought.
Oh, yeah, they're all nicer than what you have.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's so thick.
It's $10.
I bought the $2 one, I think. Yeah. The gears, they just, the thing, the arms slip off, so you hit your knuckles and you're trying to lift it.
I think that's why you're angry.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones where like it has like bottle opener plus the wine opener and you keep like scraping the bottle opener on you. It happens to all of us.
What is he talking about?
There's a bottle to pry open like a beer bottle.
So it's just one, you have one thing. You put one thing in the hole and you gotta pull it out. And you have all these different fucking ways to do it.
He's talking about sex.
Here's the thing. Sometimes you just have to invest the money in the nicer products so you can live better.
I bought a bottle of wine and it didn't have a cork. And I was like...
So a screw-off kind. So like you screw off the top?
Or it didn't have any... It was just an open bottle of wine?
Did you get it off the side of the road? Because that's urine. Was it? it's really sweet.
Yeah.
And dry.
It was salty. The opposite of sweet is salty.
Yeah, just buy a nice wine opener and you'll be so much happier.
Or I'll just keep buying that one wine that you just screwed off like a soda pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that too. Like some, do cupcakes wines have screw off tops?
Yep, maybe. That sounds right.
They make some solid stuff like Red Velvet. Very good wine.
Cupcake wines?
That's the brand.
Yeah, it's the brand.
But Red Velvet is a kind of cupcake.
It is. Look at them being smart.
Do the carrot cake wine?
No.
Why is that weird? That's a normal kind of cupcake.
Because red velvet fits into the wine categories in colors and flavors. Carrot cake does not.
Carrot's orange.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Wine should never be orange.
Yeah, no. Unless it's like a peach. Unless it's like Forgotten Fire peach.
If you're drinking lettuce, so it's probably it's, yeah, it's, don't drink orange wine.
It's basically like drinking Boone's
Farm. Oh, Boone's Farm, yeah. Blue wine, don't do that.
No. That's just sugar.
Green wine.
With alcohol.
Are you...
have you been drinking Boone's Farm this whole time?
No.
He's staring at me really weirdly judgmentally.
Wrap it up,
I was trying to. I realized I was trying to think of other cupcake flavors.
Yeah.
And then I realized I was staring at you. And then I heard you saying colors. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh my God, he's talking out loud to me.
I literally, that was the most zoned out I've been all week. I forgot it.
Thanks for having me on your podcast, where we talk about things together.
Cherry chip. They have cherry wine. Yeah, it's wine and a cupcake. They have cherry wines, John. Door County. We live fucking 45 minutes from there.
I know where it
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ, this guy. You fucking believe this?
Yeah, no, I don't.
John.
John.
John, you don't know a cup. Do you get wine? John. Did you ever...
I should have maybe drank his water.
Anyways,
too much Coke remnants in it.
Anyways, Conrad's not here tonight. I don't know why that's funny. I should have mentioned that right away. Usually,
I was gonna help you.
Were you?
I was gonna say because you weren't finishing sentences.
Yeah. What are you gonna help with?
I was gonna say normally Conrad is the guy who runs our voice booth there. Tonight it's Sean. Let's give Sean a round of applause for coming out. And normally at this time of the show, Conrad will ask a question. Is that what you're leading up to?
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of thing?
Did I know that? No.
Okay, well then we are going to skip this part or have Sean come up with a question on the spot.
Sean, do you want to come up with...
Can I have a sweet wine?
Jesus. Are you fucking mocking me or
No, I really want a sweet wine. I just didn't know how else to ask. Like
really?
A dessert?
Why are you holding your...
No, I'll ask a question and get you a sweet wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, get Scott the driest wine we have. I just want to see him drink it on the podcast. I'll pay for it.
Yes, on a podcast.
Yeah.
Watch him drink.
Hey, if you've never watched this podcast, it's pretty good.
I will murder whoever sent it.
Well, Well, that's the benefit of coming to the show. They can watch me drink wine.
Yeah.
But your reaction is going to be funny regardless. How about we just do the idea instead of shitting on it?
Jesus. Anyways, I was
not in the mood.
Don't shit on Jesus.
There's a there might be a musical cue called Questions.
Questions
on questions.
Nope.
That one's an old one. It goes on for like a minute. So that's.
Can we hear that again?
What was that?
Can we hear that again?
Yes, absolutely.
No. I'm embarrassed.
That's me.
Did you make this?
You made that?
Yeah.
It sounds like me.
All right.
What's the new one? What's the newest one?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyways, Sean, what's the question after we played music?
Sure, so any question?
Yeah, anything. This is called Sean's Question Corner, because Conrad, fuck that guy.
What are your opinions on Easter traditions, like egg hunts or church functions?
Okay. Well, I don't believe in church.
You don't believe in church?
Do you have any like, traditions that you still did maybe as a kid or
eat? Okay, let me just say this. I like holidays. One of my favorite ones is Thanksgiving because there's food, and that's a fun time. And then you go to your friend in Peter Dress's house, and you play board games and drink wine, the sweet kind. And Jess makes pie, and we eat all the pie.
The sweet kind.
And then we fall asleep on the couches, and the dogs lick our faces. And that's a fun tradition.
That's a good time.
Easter, you go to your grandpa's house. And you got to get up early because you have to be there by 10 o'clock. And I'm like, it's a fucking Sunday. Let me sleep in. I don't want to wake up, take a shower, and go to my grandparents' house.
How is 9 o'clock not sleeping in?
On a Sunday when I'm here.
I have a child. I have no idea what that means.
I'm here in the club. Usually a lot of Saturday nights, and I don't go home till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I go to bed like an hour and a half later. So then I get 4 hours math to sleep.
You're doing terrible math, but...
A couple math hours of sleep.
If you go to bed at 3, that's still 6 hours of sleep. That's not terrible.
Yeah, but that's what I get during the week. I need to catch up. I need to catch
and
up.
And mustard.
Fuck. Oh, I just have... Anyways.
I'm just relishing the moment.
Mayo ask you a question?
No.
Balsamic.
Ranch.
Let us move on.
Which brings us back to Easter.
Lettuce.
Via bunnies.
Anyways, so I love hard-boiled eggs. I know I can make them at home.
Whoa.
I thought that
didn't even leap into our
mind. No, I just want to let him continue. Because he thought that when he was going to continue his next sentence, we were going to jump down his throat because he couldn't make it at home. Go on.
All right. So you go to the food
place. I love hard-boiled eggs. And in Easter is when you actually get them.
Yeah.
Because I don't make them. John, I know how to. But I'm like, but then I get so many of them. I was at my parents' house. They sent me home with a dozen and a half. And I was like, yeah, 18 eggs. I eat most of them. But then I was like,
what are you, Cool-Hand Luke?
Yeah. But then I'm like,
okay, boy.
It's great because you go to a food event and you're like, oh, all these hard-boiled eggs, I can eat as many as I want because you're not at home. You can do that.
Sure.
And then I go to my grandpa's house and my aunt who raises chickens. And she's like, oh, feed them corn and stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's the one that brought hard-boiled eggs this year from her homemade chickens.
Okay.
From her homemade eggs.
Gross. From her homemade eggs.
Yes.
They were they like hybrids?
They fucking tasted like shit. And I was so mad. I'm like, hey, an egg. I bite it. It's rubbery. It tastes like chicken pee. It's fucking gross. Because they're dirty animals. They pee everywhere.
So, but that doesn't answer the question.
How do you know what chicken pee?
Fine. It tasted like chicken smell.
Okay.
Not cooked chicken.
All right.
Real live dirty chicken.
We're just teaching you how to act proper.
So then I ate that, and I was like, I would want to normally eat two more, but nope, I didn't even want to finish the one. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
Don't you think that normal eggs probably have more, like, hormones and weird stuff in it, which is why it tastes so good?
Doesn't matter. I'm used to it. I'm used to those eggs. Just like...
What a deflection of my question.
Yeah. What do you mean? She's like, oh, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great counterpoint.
Yeah.
No, it's like if you go, oh, I love eating Pizza Hut pizza. It sounds like, why don't you have a cauliflower pizza? It's better for you. And you go, fuck you. It tastes like shit.
First of all, cauliflower pizza does not taste like shit.
Prove it.
I will make one and give it to you.
Do it. I dare you. I've never had it. But cauliflower tastes like shit no matter what you do to it. It's the trash bag.
So you've never taken cauliflower, put it in a bag, put like some olive oil spray, some garlic, and some Parmesan cheese, and bake that for 30 minutes?
I don't even have any of those.
What? You don't have olive oil spray for your pan? What do you do for your pans? Do you just stick to everything?
That's got a thing. That'll get a red. You spray it to cover.
That's what olive oil spray is.
What is this? What are these?
Sweet. I don't know.
Is that dry? Which is what?
Yours is sweet.
Yeah. Yours
is
the driest. Thank you.
Why did you give John the good one?
Because I asked for it.
Yeah. I didn't.
You're going to take a sip, then I'm going to drink the rest of that.
Yeah.
So. Now it's quiet.
First of all, smell it. Swirl it around.
It just smells like...
Check the body of the thing.
No, don't. Why are you being so violent with it?
You swish it around and you see how it...
Maybe.
He's being way too violent with the
wine. I got it on my table.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Drink it.
I know what it tastes like.
Mouthful swig. Not off the table. Drink it out of the glass. Like
giant
a
swig.
Person.
A giant swig?
Yeah.
Like you want me to drink
and
the whole thing?
Swish it around in your mouth make sure it hits all the...
Yeah, get all the nutrients.
It smells, John.
Yeah, that's...
All wine smells. By the way, I just want people to know, you didn't even have that in your mouth for a split second.
It
went right down your
throat. It doesn't matter. You still taste it. It's always there.
You pre-decided you didn't.
It was so dry in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's water taste. It makes the water taste sweet. It might be the cola, but it did taste... I still taste it. Why do people like that? You like this?
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know, John. This is what really weirds me out.
What?
Why does everyone taste things differently? Like, how does this...
Like, we all... a definition of what that is.
What
taste.
Yeah. But how do you grow up to go, every food I eat will lead to this point where this tastes good?
I think it's a combination of probably taste buds and your psychological being.
I want
availability of food.
I want to drink the wine. I want to drink it.
Do you? No, you didn't. You didn't want to drink
it. I want to like it, but I don't.
You didn't.
But the thing, if you drank more of it, you'd get used to it. Like, no one likes beer when they first start drinking it.
Exactly. Why? Again.
Why?
Again.
Why do people drink beer?
Oh, my God.
Because it gets them drunk.
Yes, but so do better tasting things. Like vodka. You could just drink a glass of vodka.
You shouldn't start just drinking a glass of vodka. You gotta work your way on the vodka.
My first alcohol was rum?
I don't know.
Were you?
I wasn't there.
What is the guy? Who's the guy? What's he do?
Captain Morgan?
Yeah.
That's rum, yeah.
He likes rum. Captain Morgan.
My first was Seagram's...
Seven?
Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers. They were like in a 2-liter bottle.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like a plastic one?
Yeah, a big plastic bottle.
Oh, really?
Seagram's wine cooler. Yeah.
I had no idea they made
those.
Does
this still exist?
They did in the '80s.
Well, right.
Yeah,
right. That's crazy.
That's when I was drinking.
So is that like before they did wine coolers or the same era?
Same era.
Seagram's.
Bruce Willis was the spokesman for it.
Really?
He did that for Brisk Iced Tea also. Yeah. Remember that?
No.
90s.
Yeah. I don't know.
Was your first alcohol you drank? Oh, Smirnoff.
No.
Oh, you said that during the stand-up show.
No, vodka,
Sunny Delight. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, my first drink, it was Captain Morgan. And
if you say orange juice, I'm going to punch you off the
stage. Close.
Haynes, bitch.
Haynes. What?
Paint.
What is he saying?
Tang with a T.
Oh, Tang! I don't know.
Nothing makes sense.
I drink rum and paint.
Bitch.
Haynes? My. Okay.
Brandon.
Sorry.
You go. You go. And then I'll go.
Many years ago, I went to a comic book convention and we were drinking with one of the. An artist and some friends and stuff. And the artist brought. She bought this thing. It was like a Kalashnikov shaped bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And it was full of liquor. Yeah. And then we were just drinking. We called it the Boozy or the Boozuka. One of those.
Sure.
I think it was called something, whatever. But there, everyone was drinking it. And they're like, you know what this tastes like? When you used to take a piece of bread and filter your dad's Old Spice through it. And I was like, and everyone fucking knew what they're talking about.
Oh, I don't.
Like, you drink, you get drunk by filtering Old Spice through a piece of bread.
Yeah, I suppose it's got alcohol in it, right?
The fuck is this?
How do you filter Old Spice?
I don't know. The bread,
apparently.
The bread holds all the
nutrients.
Chunks? I don't know. All the...
aftershave.
Yeah, I know it's the aftershave.
Yeah.
Oh, aftershave. Oh.
Oh, that's what.
I think some people were thinking the actual deodorant. Like, you had to wait for the deodorant to, like, dissolve into the bread throughout.
No, when they're kids.
Just rub the deodorant on the bread.
I said, like, what do you mean the filter the
no,
Old Spice?
The Old Spice before the whole deodorant
craze. Sure.
They'd do that. Put it on their necks.
That is a pantomime.
Yeah.
That's going to read well on the button.
Do you want to know why you do that? Why you put it on your on this part, the neck parts, and your arm part, your wrist
part? He's
hitting
his dick over and over.
I learned, fuck.
Now he's just slapping his ass for no reason.
I learned the reason why you put it on your wrist area and your neck hole area, your whole neck area, whatever, is because when people get aroused, their blood starts flowing, and those are your pulse points.
Yeah.
And as everyone knows, when like things heat up, that's when the smell comes. The cologne and perfume are activated. The scent is activated by heat.
Yeah.
So when like you're like, hey, oh, here's a woman. Oh, I'm aroused, and then like your blood starts going boop boop boop, and then it starts your pulse points start activating the scent, and one was like, ooh, you smell nice. You're like, yeah, I know. And then you make out or whatever.
How many times that happened to you?
What, war clone?
No, and then that exact scenario happened.
In real life? Or just in dreams?
Just in dreams?
None. Also
oh,
none.
In dreams. Dreams?
These okay.
Dreams.
No one.
Back to my story. So,
oh, I had a whole tangent.
Oh,
but
you said
next week
alcohol and paint. I remember there's like four dudes that I went to middle school with that drank in one of their parents' basement, and they threw up. And to cover up, they poured paint thinner on the vomit to like cover it up. Like they thought that it would cover up the smell of vomit.
Yeah.
And the parents were gone, and they luckily came home that night, because if they wouldn't, they would have died from all feels. Like I just remember it was the biggest story, because they're like, they got grounded forever because like their parents came home and like,
grounded.
You were drinking and you almost murdered yourself, and this is dumb. And like, it was just almost a good lesson in sixth grade to be like, oh yeah, don't just pour paint thinner on things.
Right.
That's really not a good
idea. Vomit in a well ventilated area.
Right, yeah, yeah. Not a basement, and then just pass out with paint thinner hanging out in the room.
Your house could have started on fire.
How?
Paint thinner is allergic to fire?
It's
no.
Allergic to fire.
Fire retardant, you mean?
No, it's the opposite of it's.
Hey, let's not say retardant.
I'm so sorry.
That sounds sensitive.
Accelerant, yes.
Ooh.
It's a flame.
That's not possibly the word he was looking for.
Wait, what?
Accelerant? You were not looking for the word accelerant.
It works. What is this? More water?
It is the correct word, but there's no way he was thinking of the word accelerant. Oh, yes. Paint thinner is a fire accelerant. What does accelerant mean?
It's flammable.
It's flammable.
Oh, don't give me the answer!
An accelerant is something...
That's the whole point of the podcast!
Accelerant is something that speeds up a process.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it speeds up the
so
fire.
So it makes the paint thinner.
Yeah.
Thinnerer.
It makes...
Thinner.
I'm gonna die now. Unless I eat a piece of pie.
Yeah.
Make someone else eat pie.
Yeah.
I read the book. It's a book called Thinner... It's written by Stephen King or Richard Bachman. Guys,
how many books of Stephen King haven't you read?
Way more than I shouldn't. Wait.
Whoa.
Okay.
More goddamn negative.
How many
haven't you read? Way more.
Way more than I shouldn't have. God damn it.
Way more than I shouldn't have not had. How many of you not?
Does that mean there's a lot you haven't read?
Yeah, not
just.
But I read more. Okay, shit.
You're not required to read any.
No. What?
You're not required to
read. I know. No, I'll say, okay, here's the thing. I always feel bad because he's my favorite author. And people are like, well, you've read this book? I'm like, no. This one? No. The fucker has like 65 books.
Yeah.
Who's yelling at you for not reading Stephen King books?
But I'm like, I've read at least 40 of them. That's more than half. I've read 40 books. That's more than more authors have books. So I'm like, hey, fucking calm down. I didn't read Tommyknockers. It's a piece of shit book.
Is this just happening in the mirror? Do you, like, argue with yourself in the mirror?
I was going to say, yeah, who's doing that to you? Who's yelling at you for not reading a Stephen King book?
I really could picture you just going, hey, how many Stephen King books have you read? Shut up, 40. Yeah. That's,
I like Nicolas Cage as an actor. Have you seen National Treasure 2? No. Fuck you. Like, what? Well, I'm sorry I didn't see that one movie. It's okay.
I didn't see either
of
them.
You need to give what? First National Treasure is a national treasure. I mean, it's very good. It's a solid flick. It's
the Declaration of Independence.
Hey, sure,
spoilers!
Did.
Spoilers! He dies in the end. I'm just kidding. Yeah, he's like, I'm stealing it.
Why are your eyes closed?
Is that what he does? Does he close his eyes?
No.
Sometimes, I guess he closes
his eyes.
He
doesn't close his eyes ever.
He never closes his eyes?
Never. That's the point of the movie. That's half of his movies, is him going,
Nicolas Cage, put the bonnet back in the box.
I don't know the movie that's
last Con Air, motherfucker.
Last night, this is kind of unrelated. Is it okay? It's too late now. This podcast is like over a while. Last night, I was,
What is this? She's giving me... I have...
Okay, wait.
I have...
You have that and you still can't work it?
I have this kind.
Yeah?
It doesn't go in far enough.
It doesn't go in far enough? Are you turning it?
Yeah, you turn it... Oh!
Get off the
stick. God.
It didn't hurt me. It could have.
You said, ow.
Yeah, you made a hurt noise.
That was just by surprise. Don't put that down.
Okay, so you're telling me that, so you do this, and then you twist the top.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go far down enough, so what do you do when you push this up?
You have to pull it off then.
What?
You have to pull it off.
Just keep going. So you get to the very bottom like this, it doesn't go through the cork like this?
What are you talking about?
And then you push it down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's
down,
not far enough.
Then
you can do it some more. You can do it again.
No, because the arms are down.
No, you do it more.
You do it more.
This isn't even worth it for a drink of wine.
Get box wine.
No. That's...
All right. No,
oh, you're
getting
a wine snob.
Get a jug of Carlo Rossi.
Ooh. That's the church wine, I think.
Is it?
Maybe.
That would make sense.
Sounds
that's what we used to do.
Italian.
I'm sure I've told you the story of my Carlo Rossi in college. If not, so Carlo Rossi has these big jugs of wine. I would always buy them for parties. And so we would do Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
So basically you drink
you did
until,
stupid
until they
wedding.
Say thunder. Jesus Christ. All right. He's angry. My wife would be compatible with him. He's very angry. All right.
I meant because I didn't understand how the game worked, and you kept yelling at me because I had to keep drinking because I jumped in at the wrong time, and I drank for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I drank my whole cup.
So you sit in a circle, and you do every time they say thunder and thunderstruck, you pass
thunder.
The person to drink. But there's two spots in the song where there's like a minute long where no one says thunder. Scott got caught. He's still angry, apparently. So in spring break, we did that, and one night... we came home and drank that Carlo Rossi jug. And what we did then is fill it up with urine. Because we were drunk and there was like 7 guys in a hotel room.
Oh, multiple people urine? That's
yes, so as in it was the urine thing. You went out onto the balcony to fill it up because people were in the bathroom. So we put it in the fridge almost full.
What was
full.
It doing in the bathroom?
Probably pooping or peeing, I don't
know. Oh, okay.
So we put it in the fridge to fool someone.
I don't want
to
hear any more of this story.
And the next day, they gave it to me and I forgot.
Oh.
So here's the. Don't worry. So they gave it to me, and I totally forgot. Everyone's like giggling. And I take off the top, and I start smelling it, and I'm like pretending to lick it. Like I don't touch it, but like I'm pretending to lick it. And as soon as the song starts going, my body goes, "No, it's the piss jug." And then I just I didn't do it, but it was a close call.
I'm grossed out.
Are you?
Yeah.
You, I
but also, what's the worst that would have happened? I would have drank a little bit of pee. I mean, really, what would have happened?
Day-old pee.
It's sterile.
Multiple people day-old pee. No, it's gross.
This is the most disturbing I've seen. You look like you're going to throw
I've
up.
Never seen, might, yeah. I've never seen Mike
that's
grossed
gross,
out.
Man, that's gross.
A pee bucket? Yeah.
I mean...
Pee bucket is gross. Multiple bodily fluids grosses me out. I'm sorry.
Like blood?
Multiple bodily fluids.
Like you pee blood?
Yeah, if I pee blood, that would gross
speaking
me out.
Speaking of Antichrist... Just kidding. It wasn't pee.
Oh.
Fuck. That movie, I don't want to ever go in the woods.
Alright, good night, everybody.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.